Eighth parak of Yitin, sixth Mishnah. A little introduction. Yibun is that if there are two brothers and one dies without children, and the other brother has to do Yibun. What happens if the deceased brother is married to one a woman who is usher to his brother? For example, Reuven died, and he's married to the daughter of his brother Shimon. So Shimon cannot do Yibum to his daughter, obviously, because she's a Asura. Not only that, he can't even do Yibum to the co-wives, the other wives that, if his brother Reuven had three wives, one was the daughter of Shimon, the two other wives, he cannot do Yibum to any of them. And basically, they could all get remarried. So, our Mishnah says, Kol Arayis Shomer Seyotzei Muteres. All these type of Arayis, women that are also, that we said that not only can the Yovim not be Miyabim them because they're also by rice, but cannot even Miyabim the co-wives, their tzaras also. And now what happened? Halchu tzaras se'elu v'nisu. Afterwards, these co-wives got remarried because they said, you're allowed to get remarried. There's no Yibim over here. V'nimtzu e'elu islandess. Then it ended up that the daughter of this brother was an islandess, which is not worthy to have children. And Mimela, the whole Kedushin was a mistake, and she's considered technically not married, so she was never married to the first husband. So now it comes out that really these two wives, one of the two, should have Yibum done, and both of them are asked to get remarried without Yibum. Teitzim Yizem, Yizem Chol Drochim Eilubo. We learned the previous Mishnah, when somebody had an illegal marriage, then we say, make a knas, and we say that his wife, this woman is also both to the first husband, to the second husband. Here, Lamaisa, there's no first husband because the first husband died. At least the second husband is also to him and does not get any rights. All the other things with respect to Yerusha, Truma, Peiris, all the things we learned in the previous Mishnah apply over here. Now, this Mishnah is not La'alocha because this Mishnah is assuming that if this woman should have had Yibum and she got married to somebody else, then the child is a mamza. Because that's one of the things that says that the child is a mamza. We don't pass like that. We pass if a woman's supposed to get Yibum, doesn't bother doing it, she's even an Isser, but her child is a kosher child.